You are in front of cabinet number 22. In the area of the tiers on the top left, look for the card labelled Autoclase or Orthoclase. All of the minerals to the right of this are orthoclase, which in turn belongs to a larger group known as feldspars. They belong to the same type of minerals and hence are chemically and crystallographically the same, although they often look very different. Take a look, for example, at mineral numbers 40 and 48. They have an extremely different appearance. The conditions that prevail at the genesis of a mineral are the determining factor in its appearance. This depends, for instance, on the temperature at the time of the genesis of a mineral and how slowly or quickly its environment cools during its formation. It is also sometimes influenced by what chemical components are in the close vicinity of the growing mineral. Additional elements in very low concentrations, known as trace elements, can lend exactly the same type of mineral completely different colours. Beautiful crystal forms, on the other hand, usually only form when the mineral has enough free space while growing. A mineral can be prevented from forming into a beautiful crystal when it does not have the space to grow freely, or if existing cavities are filled in by the constant supply of chemical matrices, and so instead it becomes just an ordinary lumpy rock.